This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Good morning, Metroplex. We are back out on the road. It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby with the Firehouse Tour continuing at Firehouse Number 3 in Mansfield, 3100 East Broad. Stop by for some Whataburger breakfast. We are brought to you by Firehouse Movers and Fraser Roofs and Gutters here on DFW Sports Station with a perfect morning weather-wise. Choppy is... All outfitted for the firehouse?
For the golf course, baby. All right after this. Yes, right after this. Head to the golf course. I've never played Bent Tree. Been wanting to play for a very long time. So I got an opportunity, so I'm going out there today. It's in Addison-ish.
Yeah, North Addison, Dallas. Carrollton.
Yep. So excited to go do that, so I had to dress up for it.
Is that some type of big-time golf course?
It's really nice, yeah. It's like right next to Preston Trails. It's one of those like private places that they don't let people like me on.
Oh.
So
how'd you get on?
Friend of a friend.
Brett Boone.
Not Brett Boone. No. My guy Byron getting me on there, so we'll see.
Byron?
No, different Byron. Byron from Trophy Club.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bobby, where are we? What's the background?
We're in Mansfield, Texas. This is the second time we've been out here at this firehouse. It is the first time I've been here at 6 o'clock. yeah. That was the last time we were here was I showed up at 6:30 to interview just in time for Mike McCarthy. Yeah, but this is Mansfield. There was I always look up stuff about it. So 200 years ago, first settlers arrived here, Chop. Okay? And it's what we now know today as Mansfield. They were of Scottish and Irish descent. But no, here's the way it got its name. Ralph Sandiford.
You got that.
Ralph Sandiford Man and Julian Field arrived in 1856, and they built a grist mill, and then that was like how the community grew up. So they're like, oh, all right, we're gonna name it, combine their name, it's gonna be Mansfield. But it was actually spelled Field, was F-E-I-L-D for forever. Oh. And then they eventually changed it because they realized nobody can spell this. So because it was such a common misspelling, they actually changed the spelling of the city.
Huh. Yeah. So his name was Sandfordman.
He was, yeah, this was one guy, Ralph Sandiford Man, and then Julian Field.
All right. Hey, look, I like when they combine names like that. It's easy. It makes it easy.
Choppyman.
Choppyman.
You're
that's right, yeah.
Well, the difference is out here, the man is first.
That's
and
right.
You, the man is second.
The man is second. Absolutely.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up. Thanks to all the Tolos who have rolled out to start off the Friday edition on DFW Sports Station. We got Stars Game 2 tonight. Craig Ludwig will join us live at 8 o'clock. We got our final Ice Cube ticket giveaway during the 720 Expressway plus NBA action from last night, if you want to call it that, as I'm sitting next to, or we're just surrounded by OKC fans here with Cody, whose account this is, and then Ruben, who's running the show.
Yeah. They were both such cowards, though. When I tagged them the other day on Twitter about SGA's free throws, both of them responded, but neither one of them wanted to actually do it on Twitter. They wanted to side text me their little chirp back because they knew they were walking into a hornet's nest, and they knew they were going to look ridiculous trying to defend this free throw merchant, as he's being called now.
He's a grifter, foul baiter.
Man, it is just – it's really getting out of control, the amount of free throw attempts that – homie's getting.
We'll get to it in just a second, but yesterday I felt like Mike Bacsik watching and listening to the Rangers.
Here's your beat, Vivas. He swings, and it's a long drive to right field. Back goes Garcia to the wall, and it is gone. Yordan Vivas, with his first big league home run, puts the Yankees in front 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth.
And that's it.
Is it?
That was all the scoring. 1-0 as the New York Yankees complete the sweep. And I was legitimately pissed off watching this game. Ticked off that I bet on any type of Rangers offense throughout the series. Then ticked off that I didn't bet the Ranger unders throughout the series. And then ticked off at the absolutely futile at-bats that are up there. And watching the TV post with Sandler and Bassick continues to be hilarious. It's hilarious. It's Don Mattingly embarrassing because Bassick is just defeated. They're all defeated. He's talking about the same thing over and over again with no offense.
It's they allowed 10 runs in 3 games.
The starters allowed 6.
Yeah, and they got swept. They allowed 10 runs in a 3-game series, and they got swept. This is not 1969 or 68, whatever the dead ball year was. This is not that. This is not the dead ball era. To allow 10 runs in a 3-game series against I think the Yankees were the top offense in the league coming in, it's tremendous. And you get swept. I feel like everything is came to a head yesterday. Like I feel like the anger was palpable on social media, and that's for a day game. People are at work.
Yeah,
and I feel like the anger was like it hit its peak yesterday.
The offense scored 5 runs. They were shut out 5 times last year. It's happened already 6 times this year. We need to do a research study in all the sports of the wasted season. So, like, if a team like the Ravens, right, that would have been a wasted season with Trent Dilfer. Yeah. They didn't go on to do anything. They got a shutdown defense or an offense that's setting records, but they lose in the first or second round of the playoffs or don't even make the playoffs. We need a study of that because that is what's happening right now. We need to find similar pitching staffs throughout the years who missed the postseason or sitting there at 500 because this is an absolute all-time waste.
It's awful. I mean, I was listening to the postgame yesterday and Nadell was talking about it. It's like you just went an entire series where you didn't score other than the home runs you hit. Like, thank God for the home runs they hit because they didn't drive in a single run otherwise. Their situational hitting is just awful. The last time they drove in a run that wasn't on a home run was in the Houston series. So they've been just awful at the plate, but they're not just wasting great pitching. They're wasting, like, great defense. So I saw this the other day. It was the MLB leaders in defensive runs saved. Wyatt Langford is the MLB leader in left field. Adolis Garcia is the leader in right field. The Rangers are the team lead in all of Major League Baseball. So they're getting excellent pitching. They're getting arguably the best defense in Major League Baseball relative to analytics and saving runs. And they're getting nothing in return for it.
I feel like half of those Adolis run save was in that DeGrom start where he made like those 4 catches over his head like towards the warning track.
The situational hitting like broke me yesterday when they had a man on second. It's in the 7th inning. They're down 1. They're no outs. Jonah's up. That's who you want. He recovers from the hand nerve thing to get his at-bats. No advancement. No nothing.
Nothing.
Zip, zero, nada. I would have taken it as a win if the runner got the third. If, like, they had the situational awareness to push them on over to third base, nothing happened. They obviously get shut out.
And, like, that you have runner on second, nobody out. The first batter up has to get that runner over to third in a 1-0 game. Has to. That's the only thing. That's your only job right there. And, you know, you potentially get a run. Now, I think the next out was a ground ball. They probably would have played the infield in with a 1-run lead.
Yep.
I have no idea if that ball would have squirted through. It would have gone right to the shortstop. You know, you'll never know, right? But or third base, but you gotta get that runner in. When you're a runner on second, nobody out, and you're in a 1-run game, it is paramount that you get that run home.
Of all the depressing numbers, this to me was the worst. And Bassick said this, I couldn't believe it. I had to rewind it. In 11 Eovaldi starts, he's got a 1.6 ERA. The team is 5-6.
Crazy.
They're 5-6, and he's giving you a 1-6.
The only season I can remember like this is Felix Hernandez.
Or Paul Skeens right now.
Yeah. Skeens might be actually having it worse. But Felix won the Cy Young. He was like 12-13 that year when he won the Cy Young. It's just very difficult to put into words like what has happened here. And
I got the words. They suck.
Yeah.
That's it.
They're literally making pitchers look like Cy Young winners. Devin Williams can't find the strike zone. He has been booted from his closer role. He has given up four times the runs this year that he gave up last year. And they made him look like the demon child of Mariano Rivera and like Keith Folk out there throwing his little soft cutters and two seamers out there. It was like, what are you doing? Like it doesn't make any sense.
The only teams in Major League Baseball that are worse than you in slugging with runners in scoring position this year. Texas is slugging is 324. They're out of the White Sox and the Pirates. The White Sox are 15-35. The Pirates are 17-34. It's a miracle you're bubbling right around 500 with the way this offense is.
It almost makes me angrier that they're facing the White Sox next because I don't want them to get like an easy break. Like a cupcake fluke.
Like when they got the Colorado confidence. Like no, let's just address the real issues here.
Look at that sky.
It's gorgeous.
Wow.
It's gorgeous, man. Cotton candy all over the place.
It is cotton candy all over the place. It was OKC all over the place last night.
Dort strips it. What a play by Lugans. Dort, a first-team all-defensive selection. Outstanding anticipation. Dubs giving to Shea down the lane. Floats it on the run. Banks it home left-handed on Alexander Walker and gets a bang for his bucket. Oh, what a play by Shea.
who do you want this less for? Cody and Ruben or Matt Pinto?
Matt Pinto.
Good grief.
What do you who's have to talk like
this?
Thunder Radio with the call. This thing's a sweep. I know that the first two games were at home, but I'm sitting there watching the Wolves, and I'm like, there's nothing else besides Ant. They got Julius Randle in game one. Of course, that caused me to bet on Julius Randle in game two, which was absolutely stupid. And Oklahoma City controlled this thing as the MVP, SGA, scores 38 points. Jalen Williams had a great first half with 26. Holmgren had 22. And your boy SGA goes 13 of 15 from the line at the most. This might be a courtesy, a gentleman's sweep. This thing's done and over with.
It is. I don't know which one's got more of a chance to get beyond five games, this or the Carolina-Florida, because that's just a destruction in the NHL. Florida 5-0 last night. I don't know which one has a greater chance to get past five. Mm. But, yeah, this is like, even if Oklahoma City wins two, I'm sorry, even if Minnesota wins two at home, it doesn't feel like they have a prayer of winning the game on the road. It's just the way these first two games have gone, and I guess the first half in game one, you know, OKC didn't come and play their best basketball, but you know, in this one they're just a better team. They're a better team, and they have the better star, even though he is a grifter.
Yeah, they got Wade Gilgeous-Alexander. That's what he is, because he is Dwayne Wade, just going straight to the free throw line over and over. I'm serious. You're starting to see it on social media a little bit. The building resentment towards Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, which shouldn't be fair.
We're
I really
so
like
bitter.
Him. I like. Oh, yeah. I really like him.
We praise Jordan for this.
We're such a miserable society.
Yeah,
the guy is a Boy Scout. He looks like he's happy in a small market.
He's Canadian.
He sounds so elegant when he speaks with the accent. And here we go. The teardown has begun.
Yes, it has.
At the charity stripe, like he's James Harden out there.
Look, it's just.
Let's bring in Ruben. I don't even want to hear from you.
No. Here's the thing. I think it's a style of play. It's not even his.
He doesn't jack up threes, and we're still not happy.
It lends to his style of play to get a bunch of free throw attempts. I just think it's a style of play that, like, routinely, when that is somebody's game, NBA fans nationally have rejected that for years. They don't like it.
Let's bring in Ruben. Ruben, a diehard OKC fan. He was with us telling us the Gafford and PJ Washington deal was going to be great for the Mavericks. What do you think of all this Shea hate?
I mean, what's new? We heard it since last year, of course. So I feel like he gets disrespected a lot because that's his game. He drives to the ball, to the paint so many times, the most in the NBA, around 27, I believe. And so I feel like he gets overhated.
People trying to call him the worst MVP ever? Is that it?
Dude, that is true.
The worst MVP?
That actually was trending yesterday. Worst MVP was trending on social media.
It's like what they did with their regular season dominance doesn't even matter. People don't even care about the number one seed being clinched for the longest time.
The which MVP is worse, Embiid or SGA? Embiid is no longer the worst MVP in league history.
Man,
league is ruined. Worst MVP since early 2000s.
What?
He is literally the only other player in NBA history that has had 30 points per game and 5 assists per game 3 years in a row is Jordan. It's Jordan and Shea. By the way, Jordan, speaking of Jordan did it like 6 years in a row, and nobody else has done it 3 other than Shea.
What did you have the series originally, Rube?
Originally had 6 because the Timberwolves, they are a good team, of course. They're really deep through 1 through 8, of course. Especially, it's weird that during the offseason we thought that the Wolves got worse by trading away Carl Anthony Towns, but theoretically they got better. They're in the same place, of course, but I mean,
they don't have a true two. They don't have a true two. Randall can pop, but
he could also have another bad one and not hit your under. By the way, just put the Knicks in now. Book it. There is zero chance. This is going to be who's the Dick Bavette is going to be
the fix.
Yeah, he's going to be reffing every single Knicks game from now on. There is zero chance they allow Indy versus OKC.
Indy OKC, that would not like.
Well, you think if Minnesota made it, then that would have changed things.
But it's Ant at least. It's the guy they're trying to prop up.
Got the MVP
right, but like that's the American star is Ant. Like I didn't realize it was this many in a row. They had the note after SGA won it. That's 7 MVPs in a row that have been won by players who weren't born in the States. And whoa. So, like, I mean, they're really trying to – I mean, they want Ant to, like, take over. They want that to be, like, the next American superstar. And so, I mean, I think they'd like that.
We got the Sean and RJ Morning Show Firehouse shirts. Our boy Jay Ochoa is sporting his. Stop on out and say what's up today in Mansfield. A gorgeous, perfect morning. We've got a ton of Tolos out here already. Firehouse number 3, 3100 East Broad. And we're going to feed you from Whataburger. We're brought to you by Firehouse Movers and Fraser Roofs and Gutters. RJ gets us all ready for Stars Game 2 tonight, next.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333. Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
On The Fan.
Verhaeghe's shot. That's blocked again, this time by Martin. A shot, and they score! And it's Connor Verhaeghe, picked it up on the bounce. A power play goal! And the Panthers have a 3-0 lead with 4:10 to go here in the first.
If only the Texas Rangers offense had the Carolina Hurricanes attack, we'd be looking at an AL West already clinched. Good morning, Metroplex. Firehouse Tour continues this morning in Mansfield. We have an awesome amount of Tolos already out here. We're going to get some shout-outs out of the way in just a second, but we're at Firehouse number 3, 3100 East Broad, brought to you by Frazier's Roofs and Gutters. Shout-out to Kyle, who's out here, his company. Firehouse Movers and Whataburger is going to be feeding all the Tolos momentarily. We got Sean and RJ Firehouse shirts as well. Choppy, have you kept the running total for the Hurricanes offense that the Stars may see?
The Panthers. The Panthers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
The Panthers are insane. So in the previous series when they played Toronto, they had outscored Toronto 12-2 in their final two road games, games 5 and game 7. Just gutless performances by Toronto. And then so far this series, they have outscored Carolina 10-2.
It's 16-3 over the last three games.
Insane.
If you go back to the final Maple Leafs game, 16-3. They're good for 5 a night.
It's insane. What they're doing right now is really remarkable. Now
they're covering the over-unders by themselves. It's been like 5.5 or 5 for the over-unders in the East. They're taking care of it.
And Carolina, two things about them. One, they don't have that like superstar, like they don't have a Connor McDavid to take over, but they got a really good goaltender, like really good. And I think he was like third in Conn Smythe odds, like coming into this series. And they have made absolute work of him. It's remarkable. Like they're just on a different. They're built for this time of year. They've gone deep into the postseason each of the last 2 years. Obviously, the Cup. And then, you know, they were the President's Trophy winner like 3 or 4 years ago, and they got bounced kind of early that year. But this has been a really solid program for a while now. We forget about it. We don't pay attention to it because, one, it's in the East. Two, it's in Florida. But, you know, we talk about the Stars have been three straight West Finals. Florida has done the same, but more in this same stretch. I mean, they're really a well-built team, well-coached, and they are on a roll.
Yeah, I was talking to, you mentioned Kyle from Frazier Roofs and Gutters. I was talking to him yesterday. He's a big Stars fan. This is the team that's got him really nervous.
You don't want him. Want Carolina. You want Carolina to come back and win.
He's like, I don't know how much Dallas is, you know, as good as they are. I don't know how much resistance they're putting up to Florida even. That's just a juggernaut right now.
Yep. They're nasty. They're physical. They play a good brand of hockey, and they know how to win. Like, you don't really want that. You want to face a team that doesn't have those attributes.
Which, by the way, you mentioned, you said maybe if they had Florida's offense, the Rangers would be doing a little bit better. I wanted to look at the Stars just now. So over their last 7 games each, the Rangers last 7 and the Stars last 7, the Stars have been shut out twice, and they've outscored the Rangers by 2.
Oh, gosh. So Florida's won 6 of their last 7 playoff games. They won them 5-4, 2-zip, 6-1, lost 2-zip, 6-1, 5-2, 5-zip. We are talking about a tremendous run.
RJ, need your assistance.
Yeah, let's see what I can
do. Need you to be our Dallas Stars AAC tour guide. If any of you have any tips, hit us up on the Franco Injury Attorney text line at 877-881-1053 or tweet us what to do and where to go as Bobby landed us some tickets for tonight.
Yes.
Ooh, baby.
Yes. Yeah. They're not in the RJ Choppy section.
No, they're not. We don't have Byron and Trophy Club or anything like that. But we have Get in the Door on a Friday night, which is, I guess Wednesday was like much easier to get into. But
K-Twiz is going out there. He's Dallas Stars diehard, and he's like, yeah, this is my my fourth postseason game.
Right.
He says he's budgeted for 1 around, 14 games in the regular season. He's always going crazy on Twitter. If you love the Stars, he's out here this morning with us representing. But I need to know where to go for all the pregaming. I'm leaving my house at 3 p.m., so by the time I get home from here,
you're set.
I'll be ready to leave.
You're set.
I need to know. I haven't been around that area for a while. So last time was maybe happiest hour, you know, walking down the street.
You can do that. But
we have one surprise I need to remind you about. I'm going to have to get your permission for it. I don't think it's going to happen.
You need to get my permission or her permission?
Your permission. Kristen will go wherever I tell her. She trusts me.
We like to go south of the W. But not in Victory, just like south of that. There's a bunch of restaurants down that way. That's where all the action comes.
Like on the backside where the fan lounge was?
No. So like you go past the Dirk statue. You say you're leaving the arena. Go past the Dirk statue,
okay.
But kind of to the right.
Okay.
So go to the right and then down that street where the W is. So you're going to go to the right of the W Hotel.
Yeah.
And then all down there is like just a ton of restaurants.
If they're open, because you remember we had that that Dallas.
Well, you think Luca shut them down too?
You remember we had the Dallas Observer piece that said restaurants were down 15-20% on game nights.
Well, they're getting saved right now.
Yeah, they are.
They are getting saved now. But I mean, isn't the general spot Hero? Isn't that where everybody
usually
goes?
Yeah, but that's the problem. It's packed. You know, yeah. It's always packed. It's you want to get something to eat. Go
do
down
you there. Bar hop or do you try to stick in one spot there? Is it too packed to go to different places? Because
if you're
of
getting
wait
down
time?
There that early, it ain't gonna be too packed. You'd be good.
What do you think, Bob? You got a place?
No, I mean, like, I was just wherever they serve alcohol. Basically, was going to be my thought process behind this one. But no, it's the anniversary weekend, so we're going to have a hotel in Dallas.
Whoa!
Down there. So,
how are you going to mess that up?
No.
I think last time you didn't leave the room.
Yep. No, I did not leave the room, and she let everybody hear about it through various text messages. But this will be.
So how many days you got the hotel in Dallas?
I don't know. When are we checking out? Sunday?
Two days.
Wow.
Man. And the baby wasn't coming down.
I got in so much trouble for that yesterday, by the way. The reference to that.
Two over hoses under, in this firehouse.
over under 5.5 bowls of cereal.
5.5?
Mm-hmm.
Under.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Under. Tonight. After we get done,
yeah, because there's gonna be a
you'll
fight.
Be incapacitated.
Yeah, there's gonna be a fight.
You have to account for the fight that's gonna take place. Amanda and I'll be left on the street waiting for our righteous. Bobby goes down the streets like this.
Yeah,
he's McGregor. If you see a McGregor walk, you know Bobby's sprinting back to the hotel.
He's like the Bushwhackers.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, so what about like going inside? You know, Stars decorum, playoff decorum. I don't know if I've been to a Stars
be
playoff
loud.
Game.
That's it. Be loud, right? Be into it. They're going to give you the bracelet, the wristband, right? The flashing wristband. And then, obviously, between periods, there's a million bars between periods in the arena. I don't know if it's called the Jack Daniels or not.
Yeah, so the intermission, right, that's so much better than a Mavs game.
Oh, my God, it's great.
Mavs game, if we go by like that.
12
half
minutes,
time.
Yeah. This is a full 20.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you're set. Well, it's a two-drink it's a two-drink time
period. Now, yeah. Do you go beer or, I mean, obviously the price is probably going to be out of control. You going with beers in there? You going mixed drinks?
I go beer in there because they give you you can buy the 16 or ounce beer, so they're bigger, right, than a normal one. So I usually go beer in there, but, I mean, they got the bars. They got the bars for the mixed drinks.
So this is
arm and a leg.
The last time
I got to get the drinks because Bobby got the tickets.
Well, that's what I'm checking right now. So the last time we went to a playoff game when Peyton and I went, and he got it. Let's go Stars, baby!
Let's go Stars,
to get
baby.
That going. Derek goes to like all the games, and so Derek was like, "We got to do an intermission shot down at the club." And
Holland.
So, yeah, and so I'm texting him now to see if he's going to be there for an intermission shot because then he'll just buy him, you know.
Has he been going to all the games?
I know he's been live tweeting them. I don't know if he's watching from the house or at the game, but I mean he goes to the Stars games all the time.
Yeah,
you got to be able to if you're with Derek, you might have to be able to get downstairs, down, way down.
No. We figured it. No, we figured it out. We got it all set up last time. Yeah, we were good.
Of course, my big fear when Bobby Bobby secured the tickets was my credit card because my wife, you know, as all women do, have to get an outfit.
Yes.
They don't have an outfit for the occasion.
Got to buy one.
They have to buy an outfit, whether it's Kristen's 90s party or Ava's first rodeo that she will never remember.
Ava.
So you guys somehow had multiple jerseys.
Yeah.
And Amanda's big concern was, can you tell me this guy? Is this guy a bum? does he even still play? Am I going to have an outdated? I said, what do you care? It's green. What do you care? No, am I going to have an outdated player? People are going to think this is cool. And I was like, yes, he's very good. He scored from 50 feet away the other night.
It's a Miro jersey for those of you at home. So, yeah, now you should just ask her if she can pronounce the name on the back.
So she would not have worn my Turco jersey that I rock still.
No.
Yeah.
No.
There you go.
But I don't think I have a. I don't have one of these.
I mean, I only.
Yeah, just wear some green.
I literally bought that because
I don't have a bunch of green attire.
You got a hat. You got a green hat.
I want a green hat.
You got a green hat.
That's it.
Sevy bullied me into buying that.
Oh really?
Yeah, because he was like. You need to go get a star sweater. And he's like, it needs to be don't be like a front runner. Don't go get like you know, a forward. He's like, get a defenseman. Show you're a real fan. I was like, okay.
Now, Chop, what about the climate in there? I know when we've sat in the spittle seats, it's cold. Freaking cold.
Where y'all sitting?
Like, we're going to be away from the ice.
You'll be all right.
Yeah.
So you can go short sleeve, short shirt. It's 90 degrees.
It'll be chilly in there still. They keep it, but it's if you're not like, you know, like near the ice.
No.
I mean, we still wear... You get away with it. You get away with what Bobby's wearing right now.
So I'm not. I'm not just saying this because these are the tickets we have tonight, and I'm trying to stroke the ego a little bit. But I will say this is that I've sat on all three levels at Stars games before.
Wow.
So like the hundreds, 200s, 300s. Like we're in the 300s. But I don't actually mind sitting up top. I think I can.
No, see I get your first two drinks.
It's great up there. It really is.
200s is probably the sweet spot. But the 100s, like honestly, like I have trouble following the puck.
And that leads me. To my surprise, possibility.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh. Moving on down.
Yesterday, for Bobby, it's moving on down. Got the text message when someone heard that we were going, and the text is, okay, Pops on the roof at Club Moda as a pregame. And I'm like, what's Club Moda? First off, I'm too old to be in any clubs.
Yeah.
I'm going to...
Too old.
Club Moda is an apartment complex of one Jake Riedma.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, no. The Grim Riedma talent.
I do.
Stop.
As soon as I told Bobby we may have to pregame a little bit of Riedma, he may cancel the seats and cancel the tickets.
I knew it.
So Riedma right now, he's fist pumping back in the studio.
It's all good.
He
has to be in character the whole time.
You want that energy pregaming?
I want him in character the whole time.
I was like, what's Club Moda? I guess I just gave away his apartment complex. So I guess that's on the roof drinking some drinks over there. But Riedma, he was trying to hang. I said, this is gonna be a Bobby problem.
That is going to be a problem.
Look, free alcohol and, I mean, I assume other things given his energy at 7 in the morning. So, no, it'll be a party.
All right, so let us know if you're going to Game 2 tonight. Nice job, Roberto. And we'll have more of a preview with Craig Ludwig at 8 o'clock. We are packed here already in Mansfield. Firehouse number 3, 3100 East Broad, brought to you by Firehouse Movers and Fraser Roofs and Gutters on DFW Sports Station. All right, we got to give a shout-out to all the Tolos who have stopped by. We'll do that. And did Bill Belichick get engaged?
Oh,
did he make the biggest mistake possible? All that plus Inside the Star on the home of the Cowboys and Rangers after.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This. Sean, RJ, and Roberto live at Firehouse number 3 in Mansfield. Come by and say what's up. Look, is that Whataburger setting up that fancy coffee station over here?
Yeah.
Next to the fan T-shirts that were given away.
Full service, man. They got the coffee pots there, all the food. I was on Fan After Dark last night.
Wow.
And I was talking with the guys that they had, you know, said, oh, where are you going to be tomorrow? And they were asking, they were like, how's the spread? And I was like, Whataburger, like,
Travis,
they bring the whole menu out here, basically.
So when I went and spoke at the Star in Frisco.
Wow.
The majority of my time was with Derek Eagleton and then Travis from Whataburger just being like, how do y'all do it?
How much time do you spend with the mouse?
Good question. Actually, bad question. I'm not gonna answer it. But I was just asking Travis, how y'all be dominating out here? Give me the strategies. What teams do you focus on? All the World Cup coverage that they're going to be all over well. So you know, Whataburger is the number one seed, and they're feeding all the Tolos along with the coffee out here this morning. I want to give a few other shout outs. Keith in Mansfield. We got David in Fort Worth. Ruben just came up and he's like, yeah, man, I'll be sending y'all all the local stories on X and on Twitter. So if we're doing Neighborhood Watch or all the local stories, he works at American Airlines as well, Choppy. So maybe you can get a hookup.
Hey, I could always use another hookup.
Right there. And then my least favorite so far is Roxanne.
Oh, no.
Who is the
shots fired.
The Roxy. Bobby Belt defender.
Hell yeah.
Apparently with the fan survey saying leave Bobby alone.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Hopefully Roxanne, she's left and she's gone,
yeah.
Hopefully.
Simple answer to that, no, we won't.
She did take off. We also had Sean in Mansfield, who I just talked to during the break. He just finished up school. He's a teacher. They finished up school yesterday, so they're all done. And then you mentioned David in Fort Worth. He said that back at his gig, American Food Invented, he said they are all listening every morning. He said station's on in the office there, and everybody's listening every morning. So shout out to those guys.
And then Tony said he was with us since the Jagger Mafia days. Bobby, you don't know this story, but everyone still remembers this. It shows you what a class act it was. The first day we took over, first off, Jagger could not have been classier. It was like, oh, my God. Like, are you kidding me?
Great dude.
Left, like, notes in our desk at the time. We had a little office on the 12th floor, and it was like this nice, sweet note wishing us the best of luck. So people still remember the class of Jagger.
Yeah, and he deserved it because he was fantastic. And it felt like taking over office for you know, the president. Like, the president leaves like the notes of, oh, these are the codes.
Yeah,
and it was the same kind of thing. But yeah, that was very gracious.
All right, thanks to all the Tolos who have rolled out. Of course, the great Jay Ochoa, who for a change is not in Vegas, and he's sitting here doing deadlifts with the firefighters with the Sean and RJ Firehouse shirt. So come get the gear while it lasts. Big day for RJ Choppy, not just because you're playing golf. The 2023 tax return is in.
I got it. 24. I got the 2022 one about a month ago.
Okay.
Yeah, the 2022 one. They're very salacious and scandalous over there.
Yeah. How dare they give you something back when you ask for extensions all the time?
I do. But you know, they were a couple of years late. And, you know, I'm supposed to get interest.
Oh.
They're supposed to pay me with interest.
Yeah.
You know, they would charge me interest.
Yeah.
If I was late. But yes. We got the return yesterday, finally figured it out, finalized it.
Didn't know.
You know, he was like, you know, it started out, like, you might owe, like, $600 before your expenses.
Yeah.
And you put some expenses in, and we're getting some money back. Not a lot, just a little bit of cash back.
Okay.
That's all. As long as more than a penny. More than a penny is all I care about.
Back on track.
Back on track.
There you go.
I'm whole again.
You're whole again?
I'm whole again.
I'm trying to stay up to date with the Diddy trial, and a dog got inserted into this yesterday.
Oh. Kid Cudi's dog.
That's an interesting way to describe it. Yes. I got Kid Cudi.
Yeah. I just got that. So Diddy's lawyer.
Can you sick your two dogs on him, sir? Those two dogs.
So two dogs.
I'll put a Whataburger biscuit in his sweatshirt over here.
Cudi was called to testify about Diddy orchestrating a burglary at his house. Okay, back in 2011. So
Diddy found out that Cudi was dating Cassie.
Yes,
flipped right. out, and I thought he just blew up his car. No.
Yeah, no. He did other things. But the lawyer wanted the judge to omit any testimony that Cudi's dog was, quote, traumatized because he doesn't want any, quote, dog lovers on the jury.
So apparently Cudi thinks that Diddy burglarized the home, went in there, locked the dog in the bathroom and gave the dog something like the Jamie Foxx allegations.
Yeah.
And that the dog was never
the same.
Never the same.
So the dog has been, he's urinating, just peeing on the floor everywhere.
They just wanted nothing but Mike Vick people on the jury.
That's what they want.
They wanted Vick jerseys.
They wanted exactly. Chappie, the dog hater.
And they're saying, well, you can't testify about what the dog thought because that's hearsay.
The whole courtroom's laughing.
The whole courtroom is dying on this thing, right? Because obviously, yeah, you can't speak for a dog, but you can see, oh, he's kind of regressed. He's peeing on the floor. He's chewing on, you know, table corners and legs. So what a piece of, you know what, you're ruining a dog, man, and trying to omit the dog testimony.
Look, if we've got AI impact statements now from people who aren't even alive, like in that Arizona case we talked about a couple weeks ago, where you can just basically create a 5-minute statement for the judge and jury, then why can't you just interpret whether the dog's happy or not?
Apparently, like, they showed the images, a hole was, like, cut out in the roof for the, is it Molotov?
Molotov
cocktail.
Yeah.
Thrown in this thing to blow it up.
Come on, man. Like, those things are just vicious. And you've seen Bronx Tale. That's what happened in Bronx Tale at the end when they blew the car up.
I'm starting to get a Bobby feel, though, that he's not going to end up getting hit with the harshest thing. When I reread the charges.
He faces life.
Yeah, but when I reread the charges, I was like, okay, I was expecting, like, a laundry list of charges. Yeah. And then a lot of these people are saying that, you know, they did, you know, they're trying to argue Cassie and others participated. The Punisher. Brought in this dude, the Punisher.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into this with kids around, but that they kind of willingly participated. So that's the argument. I don't know. I got a feeling. And still, no celebrity names have dropped that were at these parties or were in the freak-offs.
We haven't gotten a list of the names. No, not yet.
No.
That's what I want.
Yeah, that's what I want,
Given history, we're going to be waiting for a list of names for a while, given other cases. So, no, I think that to me, it's really difficult for when you hear the testimony from Cassie or when you read it and you see the things she's talking about. Like, she strikes me as like she's been completely forward about all of it. So, yeah, even the times where consent may have been involved or whatever else throughout her life, like, I mean, she's been upfront and direct about that. So, to me, I think she's actually, like, that sort of inconsistency they think exists, I think actually makes her super reliable.
Real quick, The Punisher has a book out.
Through Marvel?
In Search of Freezer Meat. That is the book.
What's it about?
I think it's about.
Is it about your neighbor? Is this your neighbor here who's got the frozen cat?
No, he's not here. He's not here. I don't think this book is about, like, you know.
Is it about the dog that's going to go in the freezer?
Yeah, I don't think it's about asparagus spears in the freezer there at all. I don't think it's about
that. It's not Liver King?
No, it's not about the Liver King.
It's about Blue Chew.
It's basically about Blue Chew, and he, in the book, has 6.5 pages dedicated to Diddy. And Cassie, for that matter.
And what's the name of the book?
In Search of Freezer Meat. I think it's a wonderful name for a book. It's a very good title.
Ross, mark that. Mark that back in studio. 877-881-1053. All these fine individuals, obviously, waking up earlier than the rest of society. Come on out here and join us for the live show in Mansfield. But there's a sleep trend that we all need to be aware of.
So this is the... We saw this with... Have you seen that... That influencer who did his morning routine,
mm-hmm.
where he's dunking his face in the water. It takes him 4 hours to get ready in the morning.
No.
What's
her name?
It was a guy. Oh. It was a guy. I can't remember his name. It's just massively
It was a stupid
jacked.
Viral bit for about a week.
So, but in this video, he did something that has become a trend. mouth tape. Have you done mouth tape or heard
about
it?
I've heard about it.
Yeah. Ruben's a mouth taper.
I was going to say, I'm going to resist that this guy started this trend.
No, he didn't start it.
Yeah.
He didn't start the trend. But
this has been something that's been going on, I feel like, for the last 5-6 years that a lot of people are
but,
doing.
But, you know, tons of celebrities are doing this.
For
right?
what?
It's supposed to force you to breathe through your nose. And I guess
sleep apnea?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's part of the problem is, like, if you have sleep apnea, you know, and you're trying to use mouth tape and you don't know you have sleep apnea, you're taking away one of your options of breathing.
Well, so
that's the danger of this thing is that people are mouth taping. They don't know they have sleep apnea and they're having, like, you know, they're not sleeping well because you don't sleep well with sleep apnea if you don't use any kind of mouth piece or whatever. So they're getting poor sleep. They're falling asleep at work. They're falling asleep at the wheel. And then they're not healthy anymore.
So there was a study.
Or dying.
There was a study. There was a book that came out a few years ago from a guy named James Nestor called Breath. And he was like one of the big people to say, like, nasal breathing will change everything for you. And he had like done a bunch of interview circuits with different, you know, Rogan, Andrew Huberman, people like that. But he said he took part in a study where they plugged his nose, him and a bunch of other participants, for like 2 weeks and made them breathe through their mouth. And like, all of their, like, their vitals, like, their blood pressure and everything else, it was, like, up, like, 15 points on both numbers in 2 weeks and stuff like that. And so he said, like, he does the mouth tape every night, and his sleep apnea, like, when they registered to record his sleep apnea incidences, they were, like, way fewer.
Do you really do it? Get your mic on.
I've done it.
Doesn't that hurt your mustache when you take it off?
Yeah, it does. It just depends what tape you use. So I use the mouth tape and also do the nose strip. So it opens up your nasal.
So you're taping your mouth?
Yeah, I do that.
We have no other scientific advancement to where you have to get
up. Just tape your mouth shut.
It's these little strips because, like, we've bought them before. Kristen has used them recently. So, like, it's literally about the size of your lip. So it just pastes over, and it's usually got these little holes in it so you can still potentially.
Any of y'all mouth tape? No?
That seems like a Jay Ochoa thing, I feel like.
It does seem like a Jay Ochoa thing. There's no doubt about it.
Imagine these firefighters get more calls over stuff like this than fires. You know, right. Someone has fallen or someone needs a smoke detector. They're like, can you help remove this tape? Yeah. Like, I passed out from tape over my mouth inundating the Mansfield firehouse line.
They say if you have mild sleep apnea, it can make it better. But if you have, like, if it's not mild, you run the risk of, like, asphyxiation and stuff.
It's a little anxious when you put it on because it does feel like this doesn't seem natural to go to sleep with my mouth taped shut. But then, like, I mean, after a few minutes, you kind of forget about it and doze off.
And we have our next collectible, Save All Your Pennies. The pennies are about to become a commodity.
The pennies are gone. Now, we heard rumors about this, but the U.S. Mint is going to stop making pennies. That'll save $56 million. It costs more to make a penny than the actual cost of a penny. But in this, I also found out that a nickel, it costs 13 cents to make a nickel. I don't believe that's very financially sound either. Let's get rid of those things too. When I was in Europe, everything was to the dollar. Nothing was $3.99. It was just 13.
You think they have it figured out better over there?
From that standpoint, yeah, because, like, everything is baked in. The tax already baked into the price. So, like, if you walk into a restaurant and you have a $20 bill and you just your burger's $20, you just leave it $20 on the table when you leave.
I like that.
So it's simple. It's more streamlined. There's no tax. There's no figuring out carry the one on your doing the math. So that from that standpoint, it's easy.
So when are pennies not going to be accepted anymore? Was it an executive order?
I don't know if it was an executive order or not, but they're not going to make anymore.
Yeah, so it's like the $2 bills, I would assume. You could still use a $2 bill. Yeah. Now, when you use cash only, it would make you round up, or even if you used a card, it would round up in Europe.
No, it's already, like, on the menu. It's already that.
If we're in a cashless society, like, how many of those transactions over time, like, I would think you would still want those pennies. Sure, loose change you wouldn't, but, like, all the transactions you make over the course of your life, that little roundup, they're going to pocket so much extra money.
I get such a stupid high out of, like, getting the grimy pennies and dimes out of the cup holder that are stuck down there and handing it over.
Got some film on them.
To the fast food line, like, I'm getting rid of it and actually using them. But people look at you in disgust. When you hand over change,
sure. Feel like. Yeah, it's like you said, it's grimy, it's dirty,
yes.
And it looks cheap that you're using it. You know, but it was weird. Like they have like $2 and $5 coins in Europe. It was strange. Like I was like, what is this thing?
There's a story out there that the greatest of all time is ruining his life with an engagement. We will talk to Bill Belichick about the rumor, along with an Ice Cube ticket giveaway, next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.